Sagt der Helge Mishnah weiter, man sagt es der Mai, Perik Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Schneiem, Shabotsu es Karmeyem Letoich Gas Echas. We have over here partners. They're partners in a vineyard. There's Reb Chaver and Reb Amoretz. And these two partners picked the grapes from their kerem, from their vineyard, and they put them into a gas. A gas is a big, like, place where they pressed the grapes, a wine press. Now, these two shutvim, after they harvested the grapes, botsru means to take off grapes. Betsira is the act of taking off grapes. By olives, it's called masika. By grapes, it's called betsira. So, shnayim, two partners, shabotsru es karmeyim, they harvested their grapes, letoich gas echas. Instead of dividing the grapes, they placed all their grapes in the same wine press. They want to make wine from it. So the wine that comes out is coming from grapes that's owned by both. And now they want to divide the wine. Sakta Mishnah, Echad Ma'aser, Ve'echad She'ena Ma'aser. Reb Chaver is a person who takes off Ma'isras. But the other Shotev, Reb Amoretz, does not take off Ma'isras. He's not trusted on Ma'isras. So Ha'ma'aser, Reb Chaver over here, Ma'aser Eshaloi, he's going to separate Ma'isras for his half of the wine. That's for sure Tevel. But that's not enough. V'chel koi b'chol mokim shehu. He's also going to have to give Ma'isras from half of his shutiv's share, half of Rabbi Amoretz's share of the wine, wherever that wine is. The Batanura explains this goes into a complicated sugi of breira. Breira means retroactively, that means huvra dovelim afreya. We're going to assume, even though all of the grapes were mixed together, Reb Chava's grapes and Reb Amoretz's grapes, but Lamaisa, half the wine that Reb Chava took, we're going to say that came from his grapes, and half the wine that the other partner, Reb Amoretz, took, that came from his grapes. That's called Breira. We're going to see it again in some of these Mishnayos, the concept of Breira. The problem is we pask an Ein Breira. That means, being that we don't know whose wine comes from which grapes, so when they divide the wine, they understand that each one has some of the other one's wine. But it's as if they sold it to each other. What should they do? They can't go around sharing the wine. They have to split it. Each one takes his share of the wine. All right, part of mine isn't yours, and part of yours isn't mine. Okay, so we give it to each other. The only problem as far as Ma'isras are concerned, that makes it a little complicated. It's not so simple to say, Reb Chaver, just take off the ma'isras from yours. What's really happening is you're giving part of your wine away to your partner. And you're not allowed to give something away or sell something unless you first take off ma'isras. So therefore, half of what you're giving to your partner, because we're assuming half is yours, or could be yours, you have to give ma'isras on that half. So what's going to happen for this Reb Chaver here, we're going to tell him, listen, you have to give ma'isras on half, that's the part you're taking. In addition to that, also on half of what your partner Reb Amoretz is taking. But that's Betaris Demai. So in other words, he's going to be giving Meiser on three quarters of the wine. So again, chazing over our mission over here, Mishnah Zayin, we have two people that were partners in a kerem, in a vineyard. They put their grapes, and they're all a partner in the grapes. Each one owns half a grape, technically. And they pressed it into wine. Now each one, like, owns half the wine. But because we say Ein Breira, we can't clearly say that the half that Reb Chaver is taking is his and the half that Reb Amor is taking is his. Rather, it's kind of all mixed up, except that each one is masking that I should take my half, which includes part of yours, and you should take your half, which includes part of mine. So Reb Chaver over here is going to have to take off Maestros on his half plus half of his partners. Because you can't give something to your partner unless you first take off Ma'isras.